starting with the rank outsider, contender number 9, Tony Severin, candidate for Christchurch East, former lab technician and licensed firearms owner. Almost like a fully minted politician, when Checkpoint caught up with Tony, she was moving forward. But like actually, literally, you know, moving forward. Where are you, Tony?
I'm very fortunate. I'm in Wanaka on the bus tour.
How's it been? Stuck on a bus with David Seymour.
It's been absolutely fantastic, meeting lovely people around the lower South Island, which has been great for me because this is where I originate from, the good deep south.
So is David Seymour lurking around anywhere near you, or can you speak freely, Tony?
I can speak freely, and David's currently in a great meeting here in Wanaka with a whole lot of really nice Wanaka people.
So, the poll, the One News Colmar Brunton poll, what did you think when you saw that, well, potentially on those numbers, you could be in?
Quite excited, actually, and because I've been meeting my fellow candidates and getting to know them along the way, and they're such great people, and I'm just looking forward to actually working with them if the opportunity arises, which looks like it might do for me.
So when you started on this journey, not the one on the bus, but the political journey, did you kind of think, number 9, I'm not really going to get in?
A little bit, yes, because I've been involved with ACT and campaigning for the last 5 campaigns, and I've always been here to get the party vote, and because I've always been also a big believer in freedom of choice and self-responsibility. So, it was really amazing to get to number 9 and be able to promote those values.
Should you be further up the list?
It doesn't really worry me because I'm here as a team player, and we've all got strengths and weaknesses, and just whatever happens is happens, and that's the best thing about it, because we've all got good things and we've all got bad things probably.
Oh, what are your bad things?
What's my bad things? Probably I talk too much sometimes.
What's your good thing?
What's my good thing? I really care about what's happening in this COVID time, especially with my staff. I've got quite a few young staff, and just really concerned for their well-being and, the finances for them and where we're going to be moving forward and how we can keep moving forward in the right direction.
So, Tony, what do you think of Jacinda Ardern?
That's a curly question. I think she's done the best that she can possibly do.
What does that mean?
She's led us through some very tough times, and I think she's done a pretty good job, but we could have done a lot better.
ACT has got one MP at the moment, so we'll give you one word to describe that one MP, David Seymour. What's your word?
Charismatic.
Charismatic?
Yes.
Time for a quick gear change before this roadie reaches its final destination. When you're not in a bus, what kind of car do you normally drive?
Believe it or not, a Kia Sportage.
Which MP do you like the most outside of David Seymour?
I don't have another MP that I can think of outside of David. Or Sir Roger Douglas, when he was an MP.
Chips or chocolate?
Chips.
What's your guilty secret, Tony?
What's my guilty secret? I spend too much money making crafts.
What kind of crafts?
I make wreaths, all sort of different wreaths, like Christmas wreaths, Halloween wreaths, it's just a guilty secret there to get out there and create.
Do you have a favourite band or musician?
Not one favourite, but I like a mix of really good music, and afraid to say that a lot of my bands that I like are the oldies, like The Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, I'll throw you two in there.
Like one of those really posh Christmas calendars, every number reveals a surprise at number 6.
So my name's James McDowell. I am 32 years old. I live in Hamilton with my wife, and we have a 2.5-year-old daughter called Sophia. I am representing the Waikato electorate, but obviously we're focusing on the party vote. My day job is I work for a charity in the mental health and homelessness and disability sectors. So we're quite a large charity, and we have a lot of organisations within that as well. So that's the kind of work I do during the day. I also have a couple of small business projects on the side. I'm a practice manager of my wife's immigration law firm, and a consulting business as well. And then outside of that, I'm actually doing a law degree and politics. I've got quite a lot on my plate at the moment, but very much looking forward to the election.
So you're Dr. James McDowell. So are you actually like, well, a doctor like Dr. Shane?
No, that would be a lot of different things. No, I have a PhD from the management school at Waikato University.
You dislike big government, right? So ACT wants to reduce MPs from 120 to 100. Let's make it easy. Just name three top MPs that you reckon should be gone by lunchtime.
No, I'm not going to go down that track. I think there's far bigger wins in terms of having lower spending and looking at wasteful spending that's actually more important for limiting the size of government.
David Seymour says you're a better option than 90% of the current MPs, so I'm just wondering, which ones are you better than?
I think you'd have to ask David that question, but I think he's being very nice.
Dr. James is ACT's immigration spokesperson. Obviously, at the moment, our borders are pretty much closed, locked down. But I'm wondering, when the opportunity arises again, where do you think the sweet spot is for immigration? How many immigrants should we be taking in every year?
Well, the level of immigration that we had was absolutely fine prior to the lockdown. So I think we can continue that. We absolutely
need. So what was that around about? Sorry, James, what was that around about, if you think that was about right?
Well, I couldn't give you the exact number off the top of my head. I have a fairly good idea, but I don't want to get it wrong on radio. So, but it's basically a positive, obviously a net positive.
Do you think you sound like a politician?
Well, I'm not a career politician. So it's obviously something, not being a career politician, it's something I'm going to have to, get into and enjoy thoroughly.
OK, well, here comes the enjoyable bit. This is the bit where we get to know you a little bit better. It's quick fire. So off the top of your head, what kind of car do you drive, James?
A BMW.
An old one? How old?
It's 2007.
Got any hobbies?
Yeah, I have plenty of hobbies. I love international travel, which obviously is impossible at the moment. I do a lot of photography. I'm also a member of a pistol club, so I like to do a bit of pistol shooting too, and I've got time.
Who's the most effective MP outside of ACT MP David Seymour?
Well, that's an interesting question.
What's the answer?
I don't want to pick on anyone. Sorry, I can't give you an answer.
I'm just going to say come on, James.
David's done a great job.
Come on, James. You can't choose him. He's in your party. So name an MP that you look at and think you're doing a good job.
No, I'll get in trouble. No.
Are you scared about getting in trouble?
No.
Who would you be in trouble with, James?
There are plenty of good MPs in Parliament, and there's plenty I respect in there, so that's a safe answer for you.
Who would you get in trouble with, James? Who'd call after you got off this call with me? Who would you be in trouble with?
Well, I'm not sure. We don't have whips in the ACT party, so no, probably no one.
Nipping at James's heels is Karen. For starters, how do I say your surname, Karen?
So it's pronounced chore, like do your chores.
So Karen Chore.
Yep.
Got it. What's the most important thing voters should know about you, Karen?
I'm just your everyday New Zealander that's worked hard to get where I'm at. I'm self-employed in the New Zealand-made clothing industry, and I'm raising four kids. So I'm just an average New Zealander that's stepped back and watched things going on and got frustrated and decided I wanted to have a voice.
So what frustrates you at the moment?
So for years I've been frustrated watching the numbers of homelessness, child poverty, abuse and mental health rising, and listening to the promises that are made by multiple governments, and nothing seems to change except the name of the department. I grew up through the system and it failed me in so many ways, and I was hoping that it would be getting better. And watching from the outside, it doesn't seem to be getting better. It seems to actually be getting worse.
Remind us what number you are on the list for ACT.
I am number 7, and I'm also the candidate for the Upper Harbour area on the North Shore.
So paint a picture for me, Karen. You're nestled in your lounge chair watching the news. right? And the poll numbers come on, and what goes through your head?
Excitement, just thinking that maybe I will have a voice. I spent my whole childhood with people telling me what I couldn't do. And this is really exciting because I'm going out there and I'm going to show people what I can do, because that's what New Zealand should be. It should be a world where we can do anything. And if we want to make a difference, we can. And it's just so exciting to sit here and think I can actually make a difference and help people from what I went through so that they won't go through what I went through. So it's so exciting.
What does your family make of all of this? And who's in your family, your immediate family?
So my husband, I'm actually married to a Cambodian refugee, so he's been an inspiration, and his family's been a huge inspiration to me, showing me that no matter where you come from, what you can actually do with your life. So he's standing behind me and saying, go for it, give it a go. You can make a huge difference when you get there. And I've got four children. Two have moved out of home. They're all growing up and spread their wings. And I've got a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old at home.
Here's some quickfire coming at you just off the top of your head, Karen. Who's the most effective MP outside of ACT?
Outside of ACT? There's a hard one. There's quite a few.
Just one.
If I had to pick at the moment, the most effective, I think, at the moment is probably Chloe Swarbrick with what she's out there doing for the young people.
Okay, chocolate or chips?
Chocolate.
If you're not a human, what animal would you be?
Koala bear.
What's on your Spotify playlist?
Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
So you got the it seems only appropriate ACT's next candidate is number 8. Because he'd be pretty familiar with fencing wire. Although when we catch up with him, he's just managed to navigate Auckland Harbour Bridge and chowed back a roadside burger to celebrate.
Well, I'm Mark Cameron. I'm the ACT candidate for Northland and the rural spokesperson for the party, and a cow cocky from Ruroy.
A cow cocky, you say?
Yes, I am a cow cocky. I milk my own cows. I have 300 cows on the Kaipa claim.
Do they have names?
Oh, they've got lots of names.
Ones that you can repeat on air?
I can't share on the radio because they're not very friendly. Some of them are really quite darling. So, yeah, we've got all sorts of names.
Who's Mark Cameron?
We're damnably good people, and restore some pride in rural New Zealand would be the first thing I'd try and do.
Do you think there isn't any pride left in rural New Zealand?
Oh, there's a lot that's gone. There's a lot that's gone, Lisa. I've been in meetings in small towns, and they don't allude to the fact that they're dairy farmers. For the fear, I suppose, of the vitriolic language or the disdain that they meet in a more urban setting. So, yeah, I think we've got to change that. It's shifting now with the COVID reality, which is great. But why did it take COVID to prove how good we were? You know, there's too many of us taking our own lives. Mental illness in rural New Zealand is rife. And I'd like to be just part of a team of people that, one, celebrate rural people and actually say, hey, look, you've done a damn lot of work that you perhaps haven't had the acknowledgement for, and thanks very much for doing what you do.
So, in your bio on the ACT web page, David Seymour says you're a deep man and of good character. I'm going to give you 15 seconds to prove it. 15 seconds to prove it, Mark.
Yeah, you tell me. You ask me the question, my dear, and I'll do my best to answer it.
Well, are you of good character?
I believe in what I'm doing is a good thing. I think I'm a good character. I believe that helping people is something that maybe I'm better at than perhaps others. And I've suffered terribly in the past. And quite often, when you have suffered, you learn the mistakes that you've made and the other mistakes and all the difficulties that others are suffering from. And you level the playing field and say, hey, come on, Chappie, I'll come and give you a hand out of this.
Mark, what do you mean when you say you've suffered terribly in the past? Tell us about
that. Oh, look, I was medicated for depression for 3.5 years in my 30s. The harder I worked, the less I felt in control of who I was becoming. So I knew after years and years in the industry that having been in the industry for years and years at that point, I felt less in control of who I am as a person. And I didn't feel any sense of pride. And now I see it in other people, and I'm deeply grieved by that. I want to be part of the machinery or the collection of people that fixes it.
So, Mark, are you feeling, well, on top of things now?
Oh, yeah. I'm fairly buoyant bloke now. I've got a couple of kids that keep me honest and a darling lady who keeps me honest as well. So life's good.
Do you like music?
Love it.
What in particular? And just remember, before you answer, Mark, people are going to judge you on this.
It would be music. Well, one producer is a chap called Hans Zimmer. He does music for Saving Private Ryan or 1917, music like that. A lot of the music in some of the kids' movies, it's all instrumental.
David Seymour reckons you're a critical thinker, so we're going to put it to the challenge here. All right? You ready?
Go for it.
So, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
That's one of those tongue twisters where the critical thinking, but the horse-sized duck, probably.
And what's your logic with that choice, Bark?
Well, hopefully I've got one weapon, I dispatch the one, and then I don't have to all the others to worry about.
Oh, you are a bit of a thinker, aren't you?
So I'll give it a go. I'll probably completely flummox myself with that, and I'll be trying to digest it all the way home. Did I say the right thing? Oh, gracious. Love it.